For lo, the winter is almost past, and it is almost, thank goodness, time for Tigers baseball. Joining me now to talk about the Bless You Boys spring training and everything in between is Mario Mpemba, the play-by-play voice of the Detroit Tigers on Fox Sports Detroit. Mario, thanks for joining us.
Morning, Angela. How are you today?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Well, I'm doing better because in about 4 or 5 hours, I'll be on a plane heading to Lakeland, Florida, getting ready for spring training. So today's a good day.
Well, you might find a stowaway in your luggage. Now, for many of us Tigers fans, myself included, seeing the Tigers in the World Series again last season was a dream come true, but then they got swept kind of embarrassingly. What exactly went wrong, and did the team do anything in the offseason to address that?
Well, you know, I think a couple of things really hindered the team last year in the World Series. I think first and foremost, again, like in 2006, they had a full week off before they started World Series play, and you know, it's a good thing and a bad thing. They swept the Yankees, but because that series ended so quickly in the American League Championship Series that they had to stick around and kind of wait around for another week before they figured out who they would play in the National League. And, you know, that kind of took the steam out of their sails a little bit, I think. And secondly, their big boys, quite honestly, didn't show up in the World Series. You know, Cabrera and Fielder didn't have a good series. And, you know, that's basically what their team was built around last year. And if the big boys have an off week, that's what can happen. And I think it was a combination of both of those things.
Now, how do they prevent that from happening again? I mean, obviously, you can't exactly throw a game to extend a series. But what else can they do looking forward to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, first of all, I think they would love to get in that position again, and certainly you would take it. But you're right. I mean, you can't start throwing games and hoping that you'll play a few extra games to keep you sharp. I mean, anything can happen in baseball, so you want to win as quickly as possible. One of the things they did try last year, which they didn't do in 2006, was they brought up some of their minor leaguers, and they actually played inter-squad games, and they felt that would keep them sharp, but apparently that didn't work either. So I don't know what the answer to that question is. I do know that if the Tigers are in that position again, they'll be happy because that means they're back in the World Series, and hopefully, you know, the experience of the last two will help them in that situation.
Right, and I do understand it is quite a first-world problem to have. Oh, no, we keep going to the World Series, you know. It is just heartbreaking for fans. Now, looking into the season coming up here, what are the biggest weaknesses this team has?
Well, I don't know if they have any huge weaknesses. They have some questions. Obviously, the big question is who will close games for them. Jose Valverde was, you know, really good despite what happened in the postseason last year. Over the last couple of years, you know, sometimes we take for granted how difficult it is to walk out in the ninth inning and get the final three outs of the game. You know, it's more difficult, I think, than people think. And so, you know, Bruce Rondon is going to have to step up. He's only 22 years old. Can he do the job? Nobody knows. We'll only find out once he's put in that position. But if he can't do it, there are some other options at the back end of the bullpen: Phil Koch, Joaquin Benoit, Octavio Dotel, Al Albuquerque. I think all those guys are capable of closing games. But beyond that, there really aren't too many weaknesses on this team. I mean, we have to figure out who will be the number five starter in the rotation. Is it Porcello? Is it Smiley? And maybe figure out who's going to play left field. I think Andy Dierks right now has a lead in that situation, but Brendan Bosch is there, and you know they've got some good young rookies in Garcia and Castellanos, so we'll have to see how spring training plays out.
Well, it's exciting stuff for sure. Now, who has the most pressure on their shoulders this year? Who's the make or break guy?
Well, the one good thing about this team is that there are so many good quality veterans that have done it year in and year out. And so I don't think there's that one guy that really has to step up like maybe Miguel Cabrera had to do 2 years ago, because he was the main guy in the middle of the lineup and he had to get it done. And he had the pressure of every night really on his shoulders. But now Cabrera's got Fielder behind him. He's got Victor Martinez behind him. So I think there are a lot of good quality veterans in the middle of that lineup, and that's going to take, I think, a lot of the pressure off the young guys like Austin Jackson. And even a guy like Torii Hunter, who's a veteran, you know, he comes over as well. So those guys will shoulder the burden and keep the pressure off the Avilas and the Jacksons, and hopefully, a good year will follow.
Now, you and your broadcasting partner, Rod Allen, are pretty active on Twitter, and so is Dan Dickerson, who calls the games on the radio. How has Twitter changed the way that you interact with fans, and has it had an impact at all on the way that you call a game?
Oh, it's changed it immensely, and I would say it has a little bit of an impact. You know, I think we're all human, and sometimes when people point out the mistakes you make or some of the problems that they have with you, you're only human, and that affects you a little bit, so you know, there are some guys on Twitter that are constantly hounding us every single night and kind of sitting at home waiting for us to make a mistake. And, you know, that puts you on the defensive a little bit as a broadcaster. I think anybody would kind of go through that from the human aspect of it. But, you know, it's also good because sometimes folks will point some things out that maybe you missed. And it's good to go back and correct those things or at least bring them up. So there are positives, there are negatives, there are people that love you, there are people that hate you. It's always going to be that way. But Twitter just kind of brings it to the forefront. In the past, if somebody didn't like what you were doing, they had to take a piece of paper out, they had to take a pen out, they had to put it in an envelope and stick a stamp on it, and people are less likely to do that as opposed to just getting on Twitter and banging out 140 characters and letting you know how much they hate you. So
for better or worse, right?
Right.
There's a real joy to the way that you call a game, and a lot of fans, myself included, I watch just about every game. We love the way that you and Rod crack each other up. My favorite joke, I remember once Rod had you giggling when he said that Carlos Guillen, who was rounding first base wearing a lot of jewelry, was wearing his Mr. T starter kit. As the season goes on, and it can be a long, long season, how important are those kinds of moments in terms of keeping you sane and sharp and just able to continue?
Well, Angela, that's one of the tough parts of the job that I think it's hard to let people know or have them understand how difficult the job can be, you know, when you're doing 160 games or so and you're going pretty much every night and you have to keep it fresh and you have to be sharp. And, you know, regardless of what's happening in your life at home or professionally, once that camera goes on, you've got to put a smile on because people really don't care about your problems. They want you to deliver Tigers baseball that night, and that's one of the difficult things to do on a nightly basis. And one of the ways that I think we get through it is through humor and some of the goofiness. And you know, as long as you don't let it eclipse what's going on in the field, I think it's fine. You know, we try and have as much fun as we can. But, you know, the bottom line is you have to be respectful of what people are tuned in for, and that's to see Tigers baseball. So if we can inject some humor, which Rod is really good at, and sometimes, you know, he has me doubled over, that's a good thing, I think.
Now, for some of us, myself included, who've been Tigers fans since birth, it's been kind of a rough go until recently. Can you sort of put into context how special it's been the last few years to watch a guy like Cabrera do what he's been doing across the league?
You know, it's funny you mention that because about a month ago, a friend of mine and I were having dinner, and he said, you know, you don't really realize how lucky you've been the last decade here. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, you know, think about it. You know, this team back in 2003 lost 119 games, and really in a short period of time, it's turned into a pretty good stretch of Tigers baseball, and you've had a front seat for it. You know, they've been to the playoffs three times, they've been to the World Series twice, you've called a couple of no-hitters for Justin Verlander, you've watched a Triple Crown winner. You know, you're watching and doing games in front of 40,000 people every night, and, you know, sometimes it takes a buddy to kind of remind you of that, to let you realize, yeah, things are pretty good right now. And so, you know, we're happy about that. And it's a dream come true for me as a native Detroiter to be able to do games for my hometown team. But right now, it's special, especially watching a guy like Miguel Cabrera. I don't think there's a better player in the game right now. And to win a Triple Crown and an MVP is really unbelievable. It hadn't been done since 1967. So, you know, they don't hand out Triple Crowns every year. And for Miguel to do it and have a front row seat for it every night was pretty neat.
Well, Mario, it has been an absolute thrill to have you on today. I'm a big fan. I'll be listening to every game. And have a great season. Have a great time in Lakeland. Thanks so much for joining us.
Angela, I appreciate it. Take care. It all starts real soon. Thanks very much.